Episode 1721, Actions Speak Louder Than Words.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. Yay! I don't know about you, but it's time to have a party because you made it through the week. And that means the weekend is around the corner. You get to enjoy the family. Today is Confessions of an Upset Mama. Actions speak louder than words. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you want to learn or teach something new, actions speak louder than words. You can talk as long, as much as you want to, until you're blue in the face. But it's the actions that speak louder than words. I had the honor to spend a few hours over the last couple days with Ann Byler. She's the founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. And if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, episode 1720, it is an interview with her. It's a longer interview than what we normally do, but it is riveting. I promise you this is one that you need to listen to in its entirety, and you also need to share it. And it's not just because we need to get the information out there. It's truly her story and how it will speak to you on wherever you are in your journey and in that level. So I would encourage you to go back if you haven't already listened to it, and listen to that episode. But as I was spending time with her, she shared with me about Richard Dobbins. And this is a man that she learned from in her journey and all. And he made a statement that said, role modeling is the highest form of teaching. And when she said that, for some reason, it just kind of stuck to me. You know how some things are just like sticky statements? They just stick to you. Whether it's like masking tape, or for me, it's like duct tape, and I can't get rid of it. And so it just began to churn in my mind over and over and over again. So of course, that means I started reflecting. And I have been over the past few days, and really as to what it looked like, you know, role modeling and teaching, how did they go hand in hand? You know, what was my parenting style? What is my parenting style? I'm still not done parenting. I still have a few more up and coming, and even my adult children still need some parenting. So, you know, I look back raising them up young, and maybe you have some young ones of your own right now. Growing up, it was all about what? The colors, the shapes, the numbers, and letters. Those were the fun things. But now it's life equations that must be taught. And it doesn't come from only words, right? You can't understand the depth of humanity without actions. So of course, here I am pondering how I'm serving them as a mom. How am I serving them as their teacher? And the question I kept coming back to was, how am I teaching my children, especially now that they're older? And this was a big question mark in my head. I was like, I don't know. There are some things I have heart-to-heart conversations with. And then I started thinking, wait a minute, but a lot of what I do is in role modeling. So I thought, okay, if I really role model, what am I doing right now in my life that I want my children to repeat? If you ask yourself that question, that's going to hit you in the gut. Because sometimes we're doing things that we don't want our children to repeat, but we keep doing them. Why? Just like I look at supplements that are out there. And if it says keep out of the reach of children, I'm thinking, then why would I want to put it in my body? If a child can't have it, why do I want it? It doesn't make sense to me. There's like, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. So since the move here down south, I haven't volunteered much. And I'm one who gets involved in the community. I'm usually a fast jumper in, and just like, okay, here we go. But I held back a little bit, partly because I was just getting my feet grounded. We moved to a new area, didn't know anybody. And where we live is in a historic district, but it's not in an actual neighborhood. I mean, we have neighbors, but it's not in a, you know, suburban type neighborhood that you think about. You drive in and you've got all these neighbors. We only have neighbors on one side, and then we have backyard neighbors. But because of all the fencing, we don't have a lot of communication with them all the time. So it really got me just pondering, going, how am I showing my children how I volunteer? How important that is, because it's always been a part of my life. And honestly, I miss volunteering and sharing my time and talents. So I ask you, how are you role modeling to your child? And it doesn't even have to be a child. You can be a role model to anyone at any age. So how do you role model? Well, I think about my mom and dad as role models. I think about my grandparents, my aunts and uncles. I think about my teachers, some colleagues, some really, really good close friends. I think about mentors, right? My influencers that maybe are farther away, meaning I don't see them face to face. I don't have that type of interaction. But because of social media and online connections, you can feel a part of them. You can still learn from them. And when you learn their stories and you follow them long enough, they have an influence and they are role modeling for you. Influencers have the greatest effect by role modeling. And that's what you do as a parent, as a friend, as a wife. I mean, think about what it's like for you to role model to your friends, being the wife that you are to your husband. All your actions that you do, if you press repeat on those actions, is that something that you would want your best friends to do or even a stranger to do? That's really a tough question. But I'm not here to ask the easy questions. I'm here to ask the tough questions. So think about how you role model at home, at church, at work, at the grocery store, when you're talking to the customer service rep behind the counter. On the road, are you one of those drivers that scream and yell and turn in red in the face because traffic's so crazy and you might be even shown a finger that you shouldn't be shown, yelling, getting mad? Think about it. It's confession day. How are you being a role model? How do you role model at the gym, at the bank, at the post office? How do you role model online? On Instagram, on Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. What does it look like? Are you pretending someone that you're not? Are you only showing one side of your life for whatever reason? How are you role modeling? Because we teach through role modeling. So what does that really look like? Well, it all comes down to show and tell. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Show and tell. Your actions speak louder than words. Think about that statement. Actions speak louder than words. What you do matters. It's all about what you see is what you get. You may have heard about visualization. A lot of people believe in visualization. Now, whether you do or not, there are people who have proven that it does actually work. Affirmations. Now, some people will say, well, those are only words. Not if you add pictures or actions to them. They're not. Affirmations can actually be a role modeling technique. If you have pictures, do you have a vision board? Why do you have a vision board? So you can see it. Your mind absorbs it as what? An action. It's just not a word. Because you have influence over more than one sense. Your five senses, that's what we're talking about here. So what does it look like to show and tell? Well, number one, you have to show your expectations in action. Are you doing what you say? Or are you all words? Are you one who just screams at everybody, but you don't ever follow up with actual actions? Do they match up? You have to show up and model what you want to see in your children. They can't know what they can't see. Number two, model the expectations daily. I know that's the kicker. You got to build consistency. If you want to change a habit, whatever that habit is for you, think about one in your head. You have to practice it on a consistent basis, right? It takes practice to make progress. And when you're erasing an old habit or you want to create a new one, even though there isn't necessarily one that you're trying to erase, but you're just instilling a new habit, you have to do it. And you have to do it on a daily basis. You have to be consistent at it. So we got to show your expectations and actions, model the expectations daily. And number three, tell the lessons and principles. Tell. This will give you the opportunity to emphasize what you want them to comprehend with the use of words. Notice, though, that we show first. It takes me back to when I was growing up now. You might be a little bit younger than me, and so maybe you didn't do this in school. And I think back to my children, they did have this opportunity. But since they have now gotten older and other generations are up and coming, I don't know that they do show and tell anymore at school. Why do they have to? You can Skype, FaceTime. You can do all these cool, neat things, and everybody can see into your house what you have. There's no reason to bring something to show and tell. But that's what we really need to be doing when we're wanting to teach, to train. If you think about it, if we ask somebody to do something and we're not willing to do it ourselves, then why are we asking them to do it? You got to think about that. Because you don't want to model something that contradicts with what you're saying. But we do it all the time, right? Just because you're an adult doesn't give you a pass to do whatever you want to do. You have a responsibility. You're a teacher. Whether you wanted to be one or not, you didn't even have to go to school for it. But if you mentor children, if you have friends, family, colleagues, all the above, you are a teacher. And people are always watching you. So you can't sit back and just say, oh, I finally made it to whatever age you are. Now I can do whatever I want to do. And then all of a sudden you have these little ones. If you don't want them to use four-letter filthy words, then why are you using four-letter filthy words? How does that make sense? It doesn't. Actions speak louder than words. If you're one who says, I want to eat healthy and I want to change my lifestyle, but you're going out eating junk food all the time, you have junk food at home, you're not really living it out, you're trying to train your child to eat healthy. Maybe you've noticed that they're putting on a little extra weight. Well, if you're not modeling it for them, they're just going to follow in your shoes. So they're going to do what you're going to do. Even if you keep telling them over and over again, you shouldn't have that. You don't need to drink that. That's not good for you. You can keep telling them over and over again, but your words are not going to get their attention as much as your actions are. So don't allow age to be a cop-out for you. I know that's a sucker punch, isn't it? It is. Because you're probably thinking that life's not fair. No, it's not fair. You have a responsibility. You are a teacher. And we have to sometimes act like it. And I know we don't want to hear about it. We don't always want to take responsibility for what we're doing, but we have eyes that are always watching us. Now, are you always going to be perfect? No, You're going to make lots of mistakes. I make lots of mistakes all the time. But you see how you respond to the mistakes that you make? That's teaching something also. How do you express that you're sorry when you make a mistake? How do you ask for forgiveness? How do you approach something when you've done something wrong? Your actions speak louder than words. So how are you mapping out your teaching when it comes to life equations for your family, for you? Are you doing really well in that area? If you are, then celebrate it. But with the whole statement that role modeling is the highest form of teaching, it just got me thinking that we take what we do in our actions for granted. Because most of the time, we're not thinking about what we are going to do, we just do. And that means we are acting out of what? Habits. Now, some of our habits may be awesome. You may be one who gets up and you exercise every single day and it comes easy for you. You don't even have to think about it. But you have a mouth that's as filthy as a sailor. Not good. Yes, your child may grow up and enjoy exercising, but they're going to have a filthy mouth on them. Now, yes, understand that our children have free choice, free will also. So not 100% of what we do carries over. However, and I've learned this from my own experiences as a mom, as a woman who has led and mentored hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of children around the U.S., and then I look at it too, when I had my own business, my day school. You may think that, oh, I'm not that big of an influence on my children. They're not with me that much. I'm here to tell you that mom, dad, you are the greatest influence in your child's life. It doesn't matter if they spend 80% of their waking hours with everybody else, whatever percentage is left, that 20% of their waking hours is with you, that right there has the greatest influence. I know, I've seen it. We cannot sit here and parent. We cannot sit here and teach. We cannot sit here and mentor out of habit. We have to understand the concept that actions speak louder than words and that role modeling is the highest form of teaching. And if we want to make an impact on the world that we touch, we better wake up and realize that we're a role model. We don't have to be on TV to be a role model. We don't have to have a million subscribers on YouTube to be a role model. We don't have to have 30,000 subscribers on our Instagram channel. We don't have to have 100 likes on one post on our Facebook. You, my friend, are an influencer. You are a role model. So open up your eyes. It's time to take responsibility and see it as such. I'm going to give you an example. My children, I try to do well by them most of the time, and I think I do a pretty decent job. I can always be better. But one thing with me specifically I've really had to work on, and I've shared this with you, is my health. And it's been a battle for me. And I will continue to share more stories with you and what I've been doing and how I'm changing things, etc. But what I want to share with you right now is that for my body, I have such a reaction to carbohydrates. It is ridiculous. I don't understand it. I'm learning about it. Doctors look at me like I am crazy at times until I get with people who say, okay, I finally get it. But I am one who has studied my body. I know how my body will react with almost every food I put in. Now, if it's a brand new food, like if I go to another country and I haven't tried it, okay, maybe then I can't tell you how my body's going to react. But everything that I have, quote unquote, taste tested and eaten, I can tell you how my body is going to react to that. Because I am so sensitive. Now, with that and being very aware of it, my children have noticed it too. And so our two youngest, they all do something similar to this, but specifically right now, because they're still in your traditional, they're in high school, I wanted to share this story with you. So they noticed that when they eat too much of something or even a little extra of something, it affects their focus. So our youngest son, he doesn't eat anything with extra sugar in it. So he has no sweets during the week. And he allows to treat himself on the weekend. This was not this mama telling him to do this. He figured this out all on his own. For the simple fact that he was paying attention and he had a mama who was role modeling it. I was paying attention. I would make comments, not necessarily knowing. I mean, yes, I knew it would influence them and they would understand it because I've raised them. They've been a part of me. So they've seen my struggles. They understand where I'm coming from. And I'm very much one who likes to dive in really deep with my children. And so I make them think. I ask them the tough questions and they look at me like, Mom, seriously? I don't need an episode today. I don't want to be coached today. I'm like, it's going to happen. That's just how it is. And so for him to figure that out for himself in regards to his body, that's a celebration. Not because I'm great, because he took what he saw being represented by role modeling and applied it to his life. A life equation that he's going to be able to use for the rest of his life. And he does it. If he has something coming up and he's like, oh, I really got to be on focus, then he won't eat sugar because he knows that it just, you know, it's a brain fog for him. It doesn't allow him to focus the way he wants to focus. It holds him back. What in your life have you role modeled to your child that you're like, yes, I did that right? I want you to celebrate that today. I want you to say, yes, I did that. And I love that they took that part of me. But maybe there's a few other things that you're like, I wish they didn't get that streak. Start working on that. Just take one of them. I'm sure you have more than one because I have definitely more than five. I probably have more like 10 to 12. I don't know. We won't count them because then I'll make me sad. So focus on just one right now. And if your children are at a certain age, look at their age. What is it that's going to be the biggest influence on their life right now? And maybe start there. Now, this is serious conversation. This is not something that you hear people talking about. In fact, I don't even hear girlfriends talking about it. It's more like, oh yeah, I'm trying to, you know, tell my child to do this way. And they just don't get it. And I keep telling them 200, 300, 400 times, it seems like, and they just don't get it. Well, are you showing them? Are you role modeling it for them? Actions speak louder than words. If you're saying, I want some help in parenting, I'm not exactly sure where I'm headed in this situation, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I will send you an email and we will get you set up for a coaching call. I know this whole role model thing is kind of strange, but in actuality, this is confession day, so I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm getting so sick and tired of everything else in the world having a greater influence than I have on my child. And I'm tired of moms and dads grandparents, aunts and uncles, using the excuse that they don't get anything from me. It's all because they're on that stupid iPad. It's all because they're on their phone. It's always because they're watching Netflix. They've got all this stuff always in front of them. It's time that we own our own actions. What are we showing and telling our children? How are we showing up in their life when it comes to our actions? You might be concerned with their actions, but what about your own? That's my challenge for you today. I want you to be able to feel good that when you release your child out into the world, that you did everything to the best of your ability. That doesn't mean you're looking side to side. That doesn't mean you're looking at me and comparing yourself to me, because I'm weird and strange. You do not want to compare yourself to me. You don't want to look at your mom and how she raised you. You don't want to look at your grandma. You don't want to look at your best friend. You don't want to look at the neighbor three doors down. You want to look at only you, what you can do, being the best mom, being the best dad that you can be. And if we all would focus just on that, you want to see a changed world? It will happen. So start today, because actions speak louder than words. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.